It's Friday, August 3rd, 2024. The Ukrainians have just hit the largest nuclear reactor in the world with anti-tank weapons, attempting to cause an international nuclear disaster bigger than Chernobyl.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
But first, an important word from RFK Jr., who in 2 hours from now is set to drop out of the race and endorse Donald Trump.
I thought it went really well. I mean, I shouldn't be here right now. The DNC is in Chicago talking about their commitment to voting rights. And meanwhile, they're spending, you know, tens, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars to keep me off the ballot. I was raised in the Democratic Party. My father, Robert Kennedy, my uncle, John Kennedy, at a time when the primary thrust of the Democratic Party in that era was to make sure that every American could vote, where people in our country were being denied the right to vote, and that every American could vote for the person they wanted. There's a million people in this country who signed petitions trying to get me on the ballot. 145,000 at least people here in New York State who said they want to see me on the ballot. Why is the Democratic Party trying to disenfranchise those people? You know, what's happened to the party? I don't think my father would recognize this party, and I don't think my uncle would recognize this party.
And that's going to be his speech today, I'm surmising, is that this is not the Democratic Party of the past. This is a criminal cabal. That's what his VP has been saying. She says this is a criminal cabal, and they've got to be stopped. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's 73 days, the most historic election in world history, the most important. And then there's 76 days. It was 79 last general election. It's 76, and I appreciate listeners pointing that out to me. So it's a total of 149 days, 23 hours, 57 minutes, 51 seconds until Trump would be sworn in on the south side of the Capitol. What a powerful message to the world that would be. What an image after they tried to frame him for their setup on January 6th. Now, it began to break last night. Jack Posobiec reported on it and others. And now she's being vocal about it, that the liberal leftist wife of RFK Jr., one of my big concerns about him, but I still think he's a great guy and means well, is really smart, has been pressuring him not to endorse Trump today. But I was told by high up people that he said, I'm doing the announcement Friday from L.A. Then I was told a day later he's now moved it to Phoenix before it was in the news. And yesterday they said he's going to Phoenix and Trump has a surprise guest. So I don't have the inside baseball past that point, but Kennedy could change his mind. But I was told, and remember, I told you he'd make the announcement on Wednesday, or was that, no, that was Tuesday, that he would make the announcement on Friday and have a big announcement. Then he came out 2 days later and said, I'm making a big announcement. Then they move it to Phoenix, where Trump's going to be. And so his announcement's at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, will carry it. And then he's got time to get to the Trump rally that's at 4 p.m. Central. So that's what they told me, people running things. Not the number one person, not the number two person. I'm not going to say below that. But this is someone officially high level in the campaign, off record, gave me the information. You saw it all play out as I said it would. But people can change their minds. Now, everything we've seen from RFK and that clip we just played from yesterday afternoon, he said, my father and my uncle, JFK, would not recognize this party. And that's what he's been saying. Similarly, that's what his VP has been saying. So I think he's going to go through with it. But I said on Tuesday, when I came in for the nighttime coverage of the DNC, I said he could change his mind. But I do not come up here and tell you stuff that I don't believe is absolutely dead on and true. We're going to find out in an hour and 55 minutes whether he's going through with it or not. Now, there he is on screen. We'll punch him up. Roger Stone, after this one-minute break, will be joining us, StoneZone.com. Had a great simulcast with him and Luke Radowski last night. Known Luke 20 years, always call him Radowski. He goes, hey, my name's Radowski now, but it's Rakowski. So that's all coming up, and so much more. Dr. Peter McCullough in studio with all the big poison vaccine developments, the poison fluoride admissions by the government, and so much more today. You don't want to miss this broadcast.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95,
high-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
4 days ago, Ukraine began shelling and launching missile attacks on the Zaporizhia power plant inside Ukraine that's Russian-held in eastern Ukraine. It is by far the biggest nuclear power plant in the world. It has one of the biggest nuclear stockpiles of spent fuel. They've been trying to blow up the spent fuel that will then catch on fire and make Chernobyl look like a walk in the park. Now, the Kiev NATO-controlled regime has launched an attack in Kursk inside Russia at another giant nuclear power plant that Viktor Bout, a governor in Russia and very, very famous soldier and confidant of Putin, said they're trying to attack, but the Russians stopped them from getting to it, almost, what is it, 80 kilometers inside Russia. So now they launch drones with anti-tank piercing missiles on them in an attempt to blow up the spent fuel. Here's the headline. Kiev launches attack on Russian nuclear sites. They're attacking multiple reactors in Ukraine and in Russia. A small Ukrainian drone carrying an anti-tank grenade attempted to reach the Kursk nuclear power plant overnight. News agency TASS reported on Friday, citing local police sources. It goes on from there. There is no doubt that Ukraine is doing this. This is totally bonkers, insane, and is meant to cause a massive international incident. We'll be covering that more after Roger Stone leaves us. Dr. Peter McCullough on the incredible Harvard-backed study coming out last week that all of the new heart problems in children and young people is directly correlated to the poison shots and more. We'll get into monkeypox, all of it. He will then leave us, and I will drill into all the international financial news, military news, all of it. And, of course, the federal study that AP reported was going to be coming out today has come out. I've had a chance to scan over the 400 pages. Long-delayed U.S. government report finally released includes fluoride lowers IQ in children. Massively, here's the AP headline. U.S. reports as fluoride is looking to lower IQ in kids. And we have the report right here for you. We'll also talk about this with Dr. Peter McCullough right here. The NTP, National Toxicology Program, looking at hundreds of studies, including Harvard. And it causes cancer, depression, infertility, you name it. That's why since 1945, when it first started in Michigan, they've been putting the popular rat and insect poison in your water. It has nothing to do with your teeth. My dad's a dentist and oral surgeon. He's known this for decades. Okay, a little bit of calcium fluoride's good, not hydrofluorosilicic acid. Sodium fluoride turned into an acid base. That's coming up. But I wanted to get Roger Stone on, one of the top political analysts in the world, and of course, Trump confidant for 45, 46 years, and of course, his former chief strategist, to talk about what he saw last night with that DNC and Kamala that I felt, and even Cuomo says, is extremely underwhelming and no facts, no real information, a bunch of lies, but 80% of it was talking about her mama and her family. Pulls her out. She's down since it, instead of getting a bump. You normally get a bump. She's down, especially with Hispanic voters. But before we hit that with Roger Stone and the precious time we have with him until the bottom of the hour, McCullough comes in, I want to raise the RFK Jr. thing. I called you on Tuesday in the afternoon. I told you this was from a high-level source. I called another source. They said, yeah, how do you know that? You know, I don't know if you should release that. And I said, well, I was given this information. I'm a journalist. I don't, you know, I'm into breaking stories. I don't think it'll hurt RFK Jr. I'm going to release it. I did. And I said he's having a big press conference, a big media event on Friday. That was then announced a day later. But now we hear his wife, and Roger alluded to this last night when I was simulcasting with him during DNC coverage with Luke Rakowski and his great show. Sources close to RFK campaign say he has not yet decided on dropping out, Jack Posobiec says, and endorsing Trump. There is an internal war happening within the camp with Nicole, his wife, vice presidential pick, urging him to join forces with Trump, and Cheryl Hines, his wife, urging him to just drop off the ballot in swing states and not endorse, which would be giving it obviously the up to 6 to 7 to 8% or more to Biden. So I believe he is going to endorse. I believe he will do that at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. We'll be covering it live. And I believe he'll be the surprise guest Trump has announced. That's why they're both going to be in the same town. I think it's very obvious. I don't think my source was lying to me. I've known him for many years. Now, minds could change. Roger, A, what do you think? And then B, how big will this be if he does endorse Trump today?
Well, Alex, first of all, my hat's off to you, because I think you are going to be proven to have broken one of the biggest stories in American political history. When I first heard this from you, I admit to you that I was skeptical. There's a tactic here. I saw it in the 1970 U.S. Senate race in New York when Robert Kennedy was assassinated. Governor Nelson Rockefeller appointed Charles Goodell, an upstate Republican congressman, to the U.S. Senate seat. Jim Buckley, the brother of William F. Buckley Jr., was the Conservative Party nominee. The Democrats nominated a multimillionaire named Dick Ottinger. Goodell, the liberal who had moved against the Vietnam War, although a Republican, was running third. He leaked the story that he was dropping out. Then he bought television time, and the speculation was that he was going to drop out. And then, of course, he used the time to try to re-energize his candidacy. I thought, well, maybe this is a brilliant head fake to get the mainstream media coverage, which RFK recently has been complaining a lot about not getting. I saw this again in 2004 when a multi-billionaire named Tom Golisano, who'd spent $125 million running for governor of New York, did the same thing. Scheduled TV time, spread speculation he was getting out, announced that he was not getting out, got millions of dollars worth of free publicity. But then I dug into this, and this is not that. Your information was right on the money. I think RFK has recognized that he cannot fight the lawfare of the Democrat Party and Mark Elias, their evil campaign lawyer, in which they seek to knock him off the ballot any place where it really matters. In other words, the swing states. I think there's a prospect that he may not have been able to appear on any of the swing states. They clearly were going to move aggressively, as they have in every state where he's actually made it on the ballot. They tried to bump him off the ballot in New Jersey. He won. They successfully knocked him off the ballot in New York State, his home state, where his father was a U.S. senator. So I think that he is at heart a patriot. He is, like his father and his uncle, at heart an anti-communist. I think that he has very real legitimate concerns about our current foreign policy, which seems to be moving us very swiftly towards war. He's done a huge service in the country, bringing attention to the health conditions of Americans, the trend towards obesity, the trends towards autism. And he lays this at the feet of Big Pharma. I really like his courage on the whole health freedom issue. Sure, I don't agree with him on abortion or climate control.
Well, he's going to bring a lot of voters, and the deep state's scared of him. He's definitely a maverick and for the people, even we disagree with him. So how big will this be when he endorses him today?
Now, Alex, I think that it's a game changer. I think that there are many people who are currently planning to vote for him who want some reassurance, particularly on the health freedom issues. The idea of RFK in a Trump administration, I think, would give those people the assurance that they're looking for. By the way, he's a very strong campaigner. He's a strong and energetic campaigner. So I assume that if, as we expect, he endorses Trump today, he's not going to just go and sit home. I suspect he would, and if the Trump campaign is smart, they would utilize him to hit the stump very energetically and begin working in the swing states. So I think this is potentially a political realignment in America in which the old-fashioned Democrats, working class Democrats, who are patriotic, many of whom own guns and support the Second Amendment, many of whom are opposed to transgenderism being forced on our children, for example, no longer feel at home in this socialist-run Democrat Party. So this is a home run. This is a major, major development that has the potential to really roil the presidential race. And I think that's why the Democrats last night put out this rumor. We had a secret. There's a secret speaker. Oh, it's going to be George Bush. Oh, no, it's going to be Liz Cheney. Or it's going to be Beyonce. And of course, in the end, it was none of them. It was just an effort to make sure people didn't tune out for Kamala
Desperation.
Harris. Desperation. The Democrats are, they're apoplectic about this today. Watch for the personal attacks now on RFK. Watch for that, because that's what they'll try to do next.
All right. I want to shift gears into last night, and because we were covering it together, it was just amazingly boring and repetitive, but also just incredible deception as well. But since you mentioned how he's anti-communist, Nicole Shanahan is his VP, and she is out there openly saying, we've got to go against these people. They're going to destroy America. And so she's really woken up and gotten more hardcore. Here she is saying that Kamala is a communist.
Why is Kamala Harris sort of dangerous to you?
I think Kamala Harris is dangerous to me because she is the ultimate puppet for an organization that has, I believe, since President Obama, not actually run real people.
Mm-hmm.
They have selected amongst a very small group of individuals that they can control and dictate policy over.
Yes.
I don't think Kamala Harris is somebody who will sit here and tell you how she feels. I think that human capacity of hers has long gone.
Yes.
I think that what she now represents is corporatism.
Mm-hmm.
She represents a huge amount of cronyism. And I do believe that she is using messaging. And this is the part that worries me the most, is that she uses messaging in a way to get populations of young, unknowing, innocent people to join her on these false virtue signal ambitions and actually take on policies that will eventually really hurt them in the future. My mother is from communist China. Mm-hmm. I grew up hearing about what the famine was like in communist China.
Right. Well, she's going to do price controls at supermarkets, so we don't have to worry about that.
But that is exactly how you get to a famine. I mean, this is...
I know.
This is the basics. These are the... This is communism 101.
That's powerful, Roger. Respond to that. We only got 10 minutes left. Let's shift gears into last night and your takeaway from it.
Look, I think Nicole Shanahan has been red-pilled through this entire process. Initially, I was critical of her candidacy because of her ties to Google, but I think she has now seen the big picture and she recognizes the existential threat that a Harris-Walz presidency or administration poses to the country. I believe she's substantially influential with RFK, who is, look, he's an alpha male. He's very much his own man. But if she's right, and if this happens, I think you're looking at the kind of long-term political realignment we had in this country in 1932. We had it again in 1968, where you put in place a permanent America First majority that consists of traditional Republicans, libertarian-minded younger voters, blue-collar, working-class Catholics, particularly.
Veterans. Midwest. Evangelicals, and you nailed it. This is a political realignment, not just here, but globally. So that this is, and we talked last night at like midnight when we got off the air, you said, look, this is great news, but this is going to make the deep state want to kill Trump even more.
That is a very deep concern. First of all, let's think about what this really is. One of the leading Democrats in the country, probably the most famous name in the Democrat Party other than Roosevelt, a Kennedy, endorsing the Republican candidate for president. That's a sea change. But this is going to cause more hysteria among the deep state. Every day we learn more troubling things about what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. We don't seem to get any answers. We just get a lot of new questions. So, yeah, I think I'm very serious about my concern regarding a second attempt on Donald Trump's life. No, I don't know anything specific. I've read the Bible. I've read Samuel 1, sections 15 and 16 on the two kings, which seems to portend all of this. If you want to look at
that's
it
right.
That
way. The Bible repeats. So hitting that and then moving on to last night in the DNC, the time we have. Critical intel. Globalists plotting to assassinate Trump and blame Iran, triggering a massive war and martial law. Washington Post and others are reporting Trump's shooter had three encrypted overseas accounts amid Iranian plot. Threat. FBI. No proof. No nothing. Trying to blame Iran. Iran says, we don't want to kill Trump. It's easy. You kill Trump, blame Iran, start World War III. Roger, they're really hyping this. What's your take?
It's a deep concern. Look, I'm just thinking logically. I don't think they'll try to shoot him again. What I fear would be, you know, some kind of attack on his plane or some kind of attack with a drone. I pray this does not happen. But look, they definitely killed President John F. Kennedy. I've written a New York Times bestselling book at it. I'm currently working on a book on the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan. We learn more and more out of Butler, Pennsylvania. So they killed one president. They tried to kill a second one. They tried to kill a third one. What's to say that they will not try to kill him again? He poses an existential threat because now, particularly with Kennedy, which both enhances his chances of being elected, but at the same time, it also Kennedy, I think, really understands very deeply and has done a huge amount of research on the murder of his father, particularly, and his uncle. If you ask him, I've seen him in interviews.
He openly says that the deep state did it.
He says specifically the CIA did it. And he's, of course, right. The CIA is involved in both those plots. I think they're broader than that. But last night was a lie fest. I mean, you saw it like I do. Donald Trump wants to outlaw abortion. No, he doesn't. He wants to leave it to the states. Donald Trump is going to make contraception illegal. That's yet another lie. It's just lie after lie after lie. And then this pretense that they haven't been running things for the last 3+ years. Oh, she's going to bring prices down. Why didn't she already bring them down? Oh, she's going to bring
gas. So in the 5 minutes we have left, you've got the floor. Let's start at the beginning. What was your takeaway of her speech and just the compendium of it?
First of all, I think it was flat, to be honest with you. In other words, here, this was her big opportunity, because if you think about it, you've never seen her speak at any length, ever. So, and she's using the teleprompters, and she's got access to Barack Obama's best speechwriters. They put that together, there was no meat. She spent a third of it talking about her mother. She spent a third of it trying to pretend that she herself is not responsible for a number of the most egregious problems in the country today. And then she makes big promises, which she can't possibly fulfill. She's going to bring down prices. Well, she told us how she was going to do that. She's going to do that through wage and price controls. They don't work. We tried them under Richard Nixon. He wrote in his biography, it was his second biggest mistake. She wants to lend $25,000, wants to give $25,000 to anybody who wants to buy a home, whether they could actually service a mortgage after using that as a down payment or not. We tried that before under Clinton, under Secretary of HUD Chris Cuomo. It crashed the entire economy, not just the housing market. This continued smear of Donald Trump, that's all they really have. Most of her speech, other than the sections about her mother and her sister, was an attack on Trump. And she's just not credible as a change agent because she's responsible for the current conditions in the country. And I guess they actually think that they can model this after Obama's 2008 campaign, where they sell a vibe. Hope and change. Well, so we don't need to get into the specifics. Hope and change. We're going to bring you hope and change. In this case, they're going to bring us joy. But most Americans I know today are not joyful when they go to the gas pump. They are not joyful when they go to the grocery store. They are not joyful when they see their 401ks. They are not joyful when they see homeless veterans panhandling on the corner at the same time that we're shipping billions of dollars to Ukraine. So I don't think that their strategy of pretending that they had nothing to do with the country's current problems, but they are the solution to those problems, Alex, I just do not think that is going to work.
Well, the numbers are out. I've got them right here. She got the worst result among Hispanics for Democrat candidates so far this century. The polls are coming in, as you predicted last night. We were simulcasting. This has actually given her a dip, not a bump, and that's even in their skewed polls, where they sample more Democrats in their methodology.
I think that any bump they might have gotten is potentially completely erased by the breaking news of the most prominent member of a Democrat dynasty in American history endorsing the Republican candidate for president, and the populist movement that means, in which I see an influx of Kennedy voters and Kennedy supporters into the Trump camp. The folks in the Kamala Harris campaign know this is a game changer. They know it. And watch for the personal attacks on Robert Kennedy as well as Donald Trump to now ramp up. That's all they have. They have no positive message. They have no positive vision. And when they do put forward prospective policies, like their capital gains tax, which our mutual friend Mike Adams on my show yesterday destroyed that idea, that you would buy a house if the house appreciated, but you didn't sell it, you'd still pay taxes on the appreciation. That's crazy.
It certainly is. With a minute left, closing comments, StoneZone.com. Roger Stone.
Look, this election is going to be very close. Take nothing for granted. Those who are pessimistic, do not be pessimistic. I've had a recent briefing from the campaign on their evangelical Christian outreach, their African-American outreach, their Hispanic outreach. These folks know what they're doing. They're extraordinarily well organized. Yes, they're outpacing us on money because they're money laundering millions of dollars through Act Blue into her campaign. So go to DonaldJTrump.com and send a contribution. He really, really does need it. We're doing good on fundraising, particularly for August, but we could be doing better, and we want to keep pace. But do not be a faint heart. We are going to win. Pray for victory.
So you're saying it's ours to lose?
I want to see the polls again. Politics changes very quickly, but the president is extremely well positioned. What we need now is the contrast on issues, and we need a debate or two or three, because I think he will absolutely destroy her.
Yeah, I predict she won't do it. But Roger, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously, he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Bacchus, all we do is deliver victory! You want war? You got it!
This is our town. We've got steel in our spines, iron in our veins, and hope in our hearts. We've got the flavor, the guts, the grit, and those big shoulders you've heard so much about. We're a bold city, a proud city, a who you calling second city, where 77 neighborhoods are one, a city of giants, a city with heart, a city with heroes. A sweet, sweet place to call home. We were born ready, baptized by fire, tireless, tenacious, tested, trusted. And like someone else we know, when we fight, we win. We're ready. to rise to the challenge, to rise to new heights. Rise, rise, rise. Up, up, and away we go. Hey, make some noise so we can hear you, America. Welcome to Chicago.
All right, in studio for the next 45 minutes or so, then we'll get back into all the world news, DNC, you name it, is Dr. Peter McCullum. He doesn't need any introduction. One of the top most published researchers and doctors out there. You can find all his great work at onlinehealthnow.com, onlinehealthnow.com, one word. He's in studio with us, and he is, again, one of the leading voices out exposing all of this. There's a bunch of prestigious studies that have now come out directly, what he's been saying for years, correlating that it's not the COVID infection causing this explosion of myocarditis and other heart issues. It is the shots, and there's been a lot of other things happening with the UN declaring a new emergency right when their old emergency was set to expire that week. This has happened, as you know, a few weeks ago. We also have the monkeypox hysteria. We also have the bird flu hysteria. We have the system really trying to bring this back. We have Peter Hotez and members of Congress and members of NATO and Eric Schmidt, formerly of Google, now running combat robot programs for the Pentagon, saying we need to use NATO and the military against people. I mean, they're saying this. I remember old-timers when I first got on air 30-something years ago going, the UN's going to come one day. Well, they're not going to come in helmets. I said they're going to come as bureaucrats. But actually, now they're talking about troops themselves. Dr. Ryan, the head of the global UN emergency response, has called, of course, for sending military out. So Dr. Peter McCullum, we now have a 35,000-foot view 4.5 years into this. You've been speaking out day one about what's really going on. Can you give us your 35,000-foot view on what is really going on here and then drill into all the new developments that only vindicate everything you've been saying?
Boy, it goes back to 2005. The PREP Act, written by HHS and Congress, said there will be a pandemic one after another, and that's exactly what's happened. Every single one of these outbreaks now looks like it's gain-of-function research. Human agency was involved in the creation of these pathogens, getting people sick, and then the same individuals and same groups that have been behind this form of gain-of-function research are actually pushing vaccines as the singular answer for each one of these health crises. We now have, I think, compelling data that SARS-CoV-2, through all of the investigations in Washington by the House Select Subcommittee led by Brad Wenstrup, Ohio representative, are conclusive that SARS-CoV-2, the chimeric virus, was a creation by a U.S.-Chinese collaboration led by Dr. Ralph Barrick at UNC Chapel Hill, Dr. Peter Daszak at the EcoHealth Alliance, now barred from government research, and retired and NIAID director Anthony Fauci with the bat lady Xingling Li in Wuhan. They created SARS-CoV-2. This was published and memorialized in a 2015 paper in Nature Medicine, 2016 paper in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Now, enter in monkeypox. That was the next U.S. public health emergency declared by Biden and HHS Secretary Becerra in 2022. Now going back, it looks like 2003 records indicate, and this is on our Courageous Discourse Substack and McCullough Foundation website, that Fauci commissioned gain-of-function research in monkeypox to get it to get to the point where it's human-to-human transmission. That's exactly what we saw. It used to be transmitted from monkeys or giant pouch rats, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and then suddenly in 2022, it's spreading in the male, gay, and bisexual community, human-to-human transmission. It looks like now in a paper that we've highlighted on the Courageous Discourse Substack that indeed this is a product of gain-of-function research. Now WHO, within the last few days, declares an emergency of public health interest for the world. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, a next wave of monkeypox, this is now called Clade 1 or Single Source 1, it's in the sex trades in the Congo. 96% of cases are in the Congo, only 10% are PCR confirmed. There are several hundred deaths out of thousands of cases. Most of the deaths likely to be in those with untreated advanced HIV disease. So this is not of general public concern, clearly not of worldwide concern, but it doesn't stop with monkeypox. We now have compelling data. McCullough Foundation, Nick Holscher-Fellow has broken the news that avian influenza, H5N1 influenza, clade 23446, is indeed a product of gain-of-function research coming out of the USDA Poultry Research Center in Athens, Georgia, in collaboration with the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine, Erasmus University in the Netherlands. They collaborated to get bird flu to extend its host range into migratory waterfowl. That's how it's spreading from farm to farm by mallard ducks and similar birds, as well as into mammals. But as a consequence of extending its host range, it's a far more mild infection. This is very breaking news. Avian influenza is a very mild illness right now. No large numbers of animal deaths. Mild cases of human disease, nothing more than pink eye. Clearly, avian influenza is not a public health emergency. It's not a global health emergency. And, Alex, there's no need to vaccinate against either monkeypox or bird flu.
Now, you always give out the science, but just for lay people out there, we had Dr. Wolfgang Wudart. We had many other top scientists like Dr. Michael Yeadon coming out before they even released it in October, November, and December of 2020, saying it's going to cause myocarditis, it's going to cause infertility, it's going to cause strokes, it's going to cause blood clots. You had the FDA putting out a list of probable adverse reactions, listing dozens more, but all those as well. So what is that about? And then you began to come out and warn as well. And then we saw that indeed. So if you knew it and all these other people knew it, and the FDA would actually put this out on their website and a PowerPoint presentation, what do you think the point is of that with the system? And then now these new studies proving indeed that that is the case. I mean, you look at this, it looks completely premeditated. We now know since 45 and starting in Michigan, they put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water. That was rat poison or bug poison. Doesn't strengthen your teeth. My dad's a dentist. He'll tell you that. And now we know it's lowered IQ massively. I mean, look, just as a citizen, just as a person that lives here in America, this is completely obvious. A program of sterilization and dumbing down for control, in my view, just like ancient societies wouldn't let the slaves learn how to read and write. Well, this is just an extension of that. How do you dumb down a population that knows how to read and write and that's too uppity? You poison them and then connect them to a medical system that wasn't really corrupt at the time, but has become more and more corrupt and captured by big pharma.
Public health initiatives have not improved public health. They've actually worsened public health. You cited countless numbers of examples. Now this is brought to us acutely with the dangers of the COVID-19 vaccines. They were telegraphed to us by the National Institutes of Health and the CDC in their slides back in September of 2020 before they released. Every single side effect, Alex, that they put on that slide, we have seen in massive numbers causing record injuries, disabilities, and deaths.
So how is it going for Albert Bourla and Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and all these guys? Because they're coming back with the same tricks, the same fear-mongering, the same attempts to have PCR tests of the cows and chickens. They want everybody wearing hazmat gear the last 6 months. The people just refused. I mean, it looks to me like an implosion in confidence, not in your average doctor or nurse or practitioner, but in the people controlling it.
Yeah, the public is clearly rejecting this, Alex. We now have data from the CDC that only 1.6% of Americans are taking COVID shots. We've heard the CDC announce yet another round of boosters in the fall for the JN1 variant in KP2. These variants will be long gone. I think the first card to be called for Bourla, Pfizer, and the other vaccine manufacturer executives will be the state attorney general lawsuits against these companies for violation of deceptive trade practices. First one in Texas here by Ken Paxton, but now Chris Kobach in Kansas, three other states. I think this should rapidly spread to every state in the country and spread to all the vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer, Moderna, Janssen, and Novavax.
That's right, because you're the expert, but Reagan in 86, who was a good guy overall, but got fooled in a lot of things, like improving aspartame as well with Rumsfeld that got him to do it. They're given liability protection of the shot itself if it's government mandated, but they're not given protection if there's proven fraud, correct?
That's correct. If fraud and malicious intent are proven, then the liability shields should be lowered. And when they are, the companies then can be directly liable to injuries by individuals. Right now, the lawsuits have been focused on the entities that forced the vaccines or mandated the vaccines. And Alex, it's not just a mandate. If a company substantially encouraged COVID-19 vaccination and there's an injury, now lawsuits are coming forward against the companies that encouraged the shots.
Absolutely incredible. I could ask you 1,000 questions, but just in general, so much news has unfolded. What do you want to hit next? And I want you to give us your expert view on monkeypox, bird flu, and where you see this going.
We know from a case that landed in Dallas in 2022 that monkeypox does not spread very readily at all by casual contact. So the first thing people ask me is, should I be afraid of monkeypox? For the average American, monkeypox is of no concern whatsoever. This man traveled from the Congo. He was not gay or homosexual. He just come in contact with animals there. He landed in Atlanta. He saw friends there, flew to Dallas, saw friends there. Someone noticed a rash. He was diagnosed with monkeypox. He was given Tecovirimat, the very effective drug to treat monkeypox, and he was fine. The CDC counted every single contact this individual had. Nobody contracted monkeypox. So, Alex, you don't get monkeypox from sitting next to somebody on a plane.
Isn't 99% that's not animal transferred in the deep Congo homosexual sex?
Yes, it's homosexual and gay bisexual sex, but intense sexual contact. The average person in the monkeypox paper in New England Journal of Medicine by Thornhill and colleagues had many sexual partners in a week, Alex. And of those, over 40% had HIV disease. So of the
So even autoimmune compromise.
For sure. And then over 35,000 cases in the United States, the vast majority.
So this is brutal, aggressive sex.
Yes. Over 35,000 cases in the United States so far, almost all male, gay, bisexual individuals. And the vast majority is a mild skin rash. That's it. We've had 58 deaths in the United States, Alex, and of those, the vast majority had untreated advanced HIV.
So that's a comorbidity?
It is basically the signature of someone who could get in trouble with monkeypox. Now, on our Courageous Discourse Substack, anybody over age 52 in the United States has partial protection anyway because they've likely received the smallpox vaccine, as I did. And so smallpox vaccine in a meta-analysis—
Lifetime.
39 studies, you have partial protection.
Okay, so then is it obviously what Dr. Malone said a few days ago here in via Skype that this is simply to get the new UN emergency authorization because their old one was ending?
Yes, this is clearly, I think, perpetrated by those who want continued emergencies. They want to see the flows of funds. Do you know there was a call for new monkeypox vaccines 5 days before the WHO made the worldwide declaration? This is clearly gaming the vaccine industry. We know the Bavarian Nordic Jynneos vaccine for monkeypox is dangerous. It causes myocarditis at high rates, yet another vaccine that will injure the population at risk.
Why? I mean, obviously, I believe, and Bill Gates wants to depopulate, and he wants you to take a shot so you live, and they want to make us infertile. I mean, we obviously know that's the base of it. But how do they think they're going to get away with the Gardasil shot, you know, the HPV shots? All these things just have incredible rates of problems, not just the COVID garbage. And then, like you're saying, I'm seeing reports all the time, mainstream even, of, like, all these new shots coming out. It's like they're trying to discredit the vaccine industry. I mean, it's like they're trying to destroy themselves, or are they just trying to set the precedent? They can do anything they want.
Setting precedent and also setting incredible numbers of vaccines. On one of the Agenda 2030 initiatives, we're talking 500 vaccines per individual, Alex. This is extraordinary. What we know is that no vaccine is sufficiently safe or theoretically effective. Remember, if you don't come in contact with the disease, it doesn't matter if you've had the vaccine or not. Now that a water supply is
gone. Yeah, why are we giving babies hepatitis shots at birth when it's intravenous drug users and anal sex?
Right. There's no clinical education to do that. We know that the water supply is clean now, so polio vaccines become not compelling. The same would be true for diphtheria, pertussis. And the World Council for Health in September of 2023 called for a moratorium of the entire childhood vaccine schedule.
So how would you describe the big pharma, big food? It's all the same companies. People that have all the additives in the food, the cigarette companies, it's all one big group of mad scientists that want to addict us and control us. Do you think they realize, because I've seen some of their big talks, they admit everybody hates us now, no one's believing us, we've got to get trust back at Davos, but then they do stuff even worse and they're losing the trust. Where do you see this going?
I see it going to a mass uprising, very similar to what happened at the late 19th century called the Anti-Vaccination League in the UK. There, people were up in arms over a very dangerous and ineffective primordial smallpox vaccine. People were being injured by this contaminated vaccine, and there was a giant pushback, Alex. What we know is the public will not tolerate this. In large numbers of individuals now and families are pushing back on the vaccines, not taking them or delaying them, being much more selective for their children. We have five studies now showing children are healthier if they go natural with no vaccines, provided the child is normal at birth and has a normal infancy.
I want to run through some headlines for you, but before we do that, you've actually been a great sponsor of ours. We never even really promoted, but you guys have the best overall large-scale telemedicine operation run by some really professional people you guys fired a few years ago. You didn't come here to do this, but I want to do this. Tell people about onlinehealthnow.com and tell people about the book. Tell people about some of the amazing packs you've got. And people need to get ahead of this if there is something real they release, which is definitely in the cards. We hope it doesn't happen. It's my view people should be stockpiling things, and they should all be also supporting organizations that are doing this important work.
Well, go to onlinehealthnow.com. Go to the bookstore and pick up a copy of my book, Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalizations and Deaths While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. This is the only book, Alex, in this genre of COVID-19 that was banned by Amazon for 12 days.
And that's because people will have a blueprint to not get killed by the corrupt medical systems. And not everybody's corrupt. A lot of people are great, but it gives you a roadmap to in future operations to know your rights and to know how to save yourself.
And it gives people insight on who are the perpetrators, Alex, and what are the crimes, which are fraud and mass negligent homicide. Now, that leads right into what should we do about this? We're not just complaining about the state of affairs. We've taken actions into our own hands, created the Wellness Company. The Wellness Company, go to onlinehealthnow.com. That's the portal into the Wellness Company products. The Wellness Company Contagion Kit is the way to protect you and your family against seasonal influenza, avian influenza. COVID-19 has the drugs that are most effective in good supplies: ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, oseltamivir, and budesonide. A terrific value. Couldn't do this at an urgent care.
Oh, when I had COVID and couldn't breathe, and believe me, it was real, folks. I've been around. I'm tough. And I mean, I thought I'd been kicked by a horse for about a week. I got on budesonide, and it would just make me feel great for about 5 hours, and then I ran out of it, and it took me a couple of days to get some, and I was just in torture till I got it. It saved my dad. It is so important.
It just saved a friend of ours in a hotel room in Chicago. She couldn't breathe, had a severe bronchitis. Thankfully, she had the Wellness Company, the broadest of the kits, the broad emergency medical kit that covers various forms of bacterial bronchitis, has an array of antibiotics, also has antiemetics, things that can handle nausea and vomiting.
And society could break down anytime. That's their plan. This is way more important, in my view, than just insurance or anything. You've got to, this is just as important as water filtration, firearms, not as important as relationship with God, but when it comes down to that, you have it in packs, it's easily transportable. Everybody should be getting these and giving these as gifts to family that isn't thinking.
These are prescribed to the individual that come with a user guide, telemedicine advice if needed. The medications are safe and effective, proven. Alex, there's a refill program. So once you use a medication in the bottle, take advantage of the refill program. Get a One Wellness membership. That's the top line membership in the Wellness Company. That gives free nutraceuticals, gives access to free generic pharmaceuticals, 800 different generics, and the COVID-19 and emergency medical.
So they go to onlinehealthnow.com. And that's the URL. So InfoWars gets support. You get a great deal. And you're just awesome. And it's wonderful. There's so many amazing things there.
It is. Wellness Company has been a breakthrough. It really is the leader, the vanguard in the Patriot economy. There is a pushback to this global takeover of your personal health freedoms. A Wellness Company is your way to break out of it. And it's affordable, 24/7, and puts you in control.
Absolutely. Online, healthnow.com. I wanted to do that because we need to help people and it funds the show because, I mean, I did this when I said that. I wasn't really thinking. You just kind of passed over. But once I figured it out in the middle of COVID, what was the second big one? The Delta? Yeah, that was what really almost killed Rob Due. And that guy, like, bicycles 30 miles. You know, he's an athlete. You know, had a college scholarship basketball. It almost killed him. People are like, oh, it's not real. Oh, let me tell you, I've had the flu, nothing. I've had colds, nothing. I'm tough. My wife is like a super athlete, and she was like, when she got it after me, she got it from me, she was like, I want to go to the hospital. I can't breathe. And I go, no, budesonide and ivermectin and all that. And she got better in just 4 or 5 days. Me, I kind of ignored it for a week, so it got a lot worse because I'm tough. I'm going to ignore this. And but as soon as I got on the medications, bam. And believe me, folks, with who knows what they're going to pull next.
You know, I've treated patients in their 90s, people on oxygen, people with pacemakers, ICDs, heart failure. These kits are broadly applicable. They're life-saving. They rely on McCullough protocol, the most widely used acute treatment protocol in acute COVID-19. Wellness Company is not stopping there. We have the most...
By the way, Rogan did your protocol.
Joe Rogan, Aaron Rodgers, so many did. We had many state lawmakers in Texas use the protocol. Without McCullough protocol, the hospitalizations and deaths in the United States could have been overwhelming. Thank goodness we stepped in with early treatment.
All right. We got about 20 minutes in the next hour, and then you've got to go and do another podcast in Dripping Springs. It's great to have you here. The door's always open. I want to, when we come back from break, run through just a whole bunch of articles and studies just came out last week. Just get your take. You know about the study. What's your view? And then any other tidbits. What else do you want to hit when we come back?
Well, I'd like to talk with you about RFK joining Team Trump.
Well, I was told that by high-level folks, and I told people he'd make the announcement Friday on Tuesday. He announced a few days later. And then now his wife's trying to pressure him, and I'm told there's a fight going on. I'm really worried, actually.
Well, you know, RFK has been a leader, by the only public figure at a high level that has expressed concerns regarding pandemic response, lessons learned, vaccine safety and efficacy, broadly concerns about the childhood vaccine schedule. There are a lot of voters out there, Alex, who are in the middle. They're independents or they're on the right or left. But the biggest issue in their life has been a pandemic issue, a hospitalization, a job lost, a vaccine injury or disability. And I think RFK is going to track those voters.
Absolutely. We're going to go to break because I want everybody to hear this. Some stations don't carry the first 5 minutes. So we're going to give you a 5-minute break. We're going to air some very important information coming up, a special report. Pick one of the newest Mound reports. And then we're going to come back right after this break in 5 minutes, and we're going to just drill through all of this. But people need to go now to the website. You need to stockpile, in my view. Very important, onlinehealthnow.com. I mean, if you don't, quite frankly, you're insane. I mean, I've got, like, a freaking closet full of this stuff. We'll be right back. I'm in a paradox or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. And if they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. It's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us, keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Vitamin C, Vitamin Refusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.